morning, friends. Time again for Moments of Melody. The California coast was bright and warm on the morning of April 18, 1906. San Francisco was a scene of quiet and peace. But far down in the earth, in what was known as the San Andres Fault, the rocks that had lain quietly for centuries suddenly began to move. The breaking of their unity, 15 miles below the surface, immediately began to have an effect over a wide area. Bells rang, chairs rocked, and lakes and ponds shivered briefly at the shock. It was an earthquake. Then walls and whole houses throughout San Francisco fell. Water and gas mains burst. Telephone lines went dead. Fires broke out. And all of life was thrown into mad confusion. The hidden stresses and strains in the life of a church result in a similar disunity within, and often the whole structure is disrupted and threatened. The bitterness in your heart may be building up like an earthquake, ready to break out in discord and loss. St. Paul stresses the importance of living at peace with one another in our scripture reading today. We're going to read from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I beg you, I, a prisoner here in jail for serving the Lord, to live and act in a worthy way of those who have been chosen for such wonderful blessings as these. Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Try always to be led along together by the Holy Spirit, and so be at peace with one another. We are all parts of one body. We have the same spirit. And we have all been called to the same glorious future. For us, there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And we all have the same God and Father, who is over all and in us all and living through every part of us. Remember that the Lord Jesus is coming again. We ought to make every effort to work together with others in unity. Christians, there's a real need to work together because the coming of the Lord may be very near.